This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Compliment number two, Tommy Lugauer. He's done a fine job doing the Cincos this week. And compliment number three, Sean Morash. He told us he was going to disconnect while away. And even though I kind of baited him a little bit at the beginning of his vacation, he went 5 days without posting on social media. And so he did it. And he's just returned to social media. And either, Tommy, it's up to you. You can read it as fake Sean, or I can read it as Evan's version of fake Sean. Completely up to you.
I can't read it as fake Sean because I have muted Sean on Twitter, so okay. I can't see the tweet.
I'll do it then. Would you like to hear my attempt at fake Sean?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is Sean's first tweet after 5 days. Sean Morash, he's back tomorrow, 24 minutes ago.
I just landed at JFK. 5 days clean of Twitter and sports updates on the Virgin Islands. And I see we don't have a mother bleeping quarterback signed yet.
I think DeVito might be the answer.
So that's his response. He's back and he's upset that they still don't have a quarterback. Unbelievably
so. That's the first thing he's thinking about.
That's all that's on his mind, bro. That's all that's on his mind. I baited him on Thursday when he first went away by sending him an article about how Pat Shurmur really wanted
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And he wrote back and he got very, very upset. I baited him the next day by just saying Clay Holmes is the Mets opening day starter.
Which is fact.
Which is fact. He did not respond to that, and to his credit, has disappeared since.
And he has not responded to that yet.
Did not respond to that because he said he was muting me until he got back.
I know, but he's back now, so I'm surprised he hasn't responded to that.
Yeah, maybe he's giving it up.
Like with a, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah. No, he's not responded to that. But I'm going to admit it. Sean's back tomorrow. I'm going to miss Tommy Cincos. Tommy's done some good Cincos.
You have done some good Cincos.
Now let's see if he can finish his Cincos with a bang.
Simple de Fuego. With Sean Morash, I'm double fan. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's also there in controversy in the air. Opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try from the top to the bottom. The rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise. Keeping listeners revised. So grab your sombrero. Join the fun, don't be late. Cinco de Fivo on WFN. It's always great.
I gotta tell you, that's my favorite intro song.
Right. Too bad it's Sean's song.
Right.
Tommy has his own song.
Does he? Yeah.
The other one we have, the AI song, fits more of the Lugauer profile. All right, this will be my last Cinco de Fivo here. Sean is back tomorrow. I think this will be my best one, though. And let me remind you, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So we have discussed a little bit today that this morning was opening day, and most of you were sleeping and didn't even realize it. So I'm going to give you the top five off-the-wall predictions that could happen before the real opening day next Thursday.
All right.
Okay. Here we go!
Number five.
St. John's loses to Omaha in the first round.
Come on.
Rick Pitino leaves St. John's.
Oh, God.
Tibbs is fired.
I think St. John's just went, losing was good enough. Keep going.
Pitino leaves St. John's. Tibbs gets fired. Pitino joins the Knicks in the season here and then leads the Knicks to wherever, we'll say. But Rick Pitino will be the coach of the Knicks during the playoffs.
Wow.
Never been done before, I don't think, to coach both Garden basketball teams in the same season.
What's the title of this? The most improbable?
So the top five off-the-wall predictions that could happen.
Off the wall. Okay, I forgot the off-the-wall thing.
Yeah, off the wall. Before the real opening day, yes. That was five.
You know what I keep
thinking? That is really off the wall. You're setting a high bar. Four, three, two, one.
As you described number five, all I could think about, and I give this Craig credit because this is the thought I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of Brandon Tierney's brain. Because if you tell him, if I'm happy for anybody with St. John's success, I can't even say it's Minko because it sounds like he doesn't even care that much. BT, I mean, I'm genuinely happy for him.
No, he takes ownership.
He loves it. He's excited. I think he wants that title more than any other title. Mm-hmm. So if you're telling me they get knocked out, I'll genuinely feel bad for him. Pitino leaves, I'll feel even worse. But then he's going to his NBA team. His brain will implode.
Right, he will be confused.
And it puts him in a weird spot, though, because he loves the way St. John's plays, and he's been critical of the way the Knicks play.
That'd be amazing.
So he has to pick between his children. Would he rather see the Knicks play like St. John's, or St. John's continue to play like St. John's? So...
It's a good one. It's a good one, Tommy. Keep going.
Number four.
All right, number four, the top five off-the-wall predictions that could happen before the real opening day. The Yankees sign Joey Gallo as a pitcher. I don't know if you saw this.
I did see this.
Joey Gallo wants to be a pitcher. We're seeing with Tyler Naquin. Joey Gallo returns to New York, but as a pitcher.
Well, he fits the budget, so why not?
Right.
Number three.
We discussed this a little bit in the segment before. John Cena pulls the old switcheroo and goes back to a good guy. Just kidding. I'm not a heel anymore. Well, I'm back to being a good guy.
I did have a...
Don't you think that's going to happen?
Eventually.
I think they're going to double turn. Cody's going to be a bad guy. John will go back to a
good guy. I was just about to say that to you. Like, that would be a really interesting swerve to end WrestleMania, where Cody and The Rock were together all along, and so Cena becomes the ultimate babyface because he just got manipulated and screwed. And Cody turns heel, and there's a double turn at Mania. I've thought about that. I don't know how you pull that off effectively, but it's not a bad idea.
Now, that would be after opening day, but still, you got the idea.
You're going to need The Rock to play a big role in it.
Big time. By the way, Tommy screwed up his own list because that is after opening day.
Right.
Oh, well, who cares?
Number two.
Just barely. All right. Again, this is the top five off-the-wall predictions that could happen before the real opening day next Thursday. Kyler Murray signs with the Mets and will play with the Cardinals and Mets this season. So Kyler Murray, I believe, you got to look this up, is an outfielder by trade.
Yeah,
so,
and I also think the A's still have his rights. Like, I think the A's would have to trade him to the
really
Mets.
Off the wall and improbable.
Yeah.
But remember, Kyler showed up at the Garden a few weeks ago with a Mets uniform on. Mm-hmm. So whose side is he on? Maybe he was teasing a signing with the Mets.
I think that was his way of trying to get to the Jets or Giants, but that's just me.
Damn it. All right.
Number one.
Number one on the top five off-the-wall predictions that could happen before the real opening day, Aaron Rodgers makes up with the Jets. And the Jets trade Justin Fields to
the Giants.
All right.
Just kidding. All right, there you go. Cinco de Five-O every day, close to 5 o'clock. Sean will be back tomorrow. Now, the New York Yankees have had a bad spring training. Mm-hmm. We all understand that. Gerrit Cole's done. Tommy John surgery. Not going to pitch this season.
Just injury-wise.
That's what I really mean. Yeah. I mean, that's the only way you can actually have a bad spring training.
Right.
The results don't actually matter. But one of the arguments I've certainly used, and others have as well, is that, yeah, the Yankees may not be as good as we thought, and they may be worse than they were last year, but look at the American League as a whole. It's a very mediocre league. And every time I say that, it seems to offend some Yankee fans. I don't mean it to offend anybody. It's just a reality. I'm going to give you a stat that I think is crazy. So earlier this morning, I'm looking at the over-unders. I'm analyzing because I'm thinking, am I going to make some bets this year? Going to do a preview edition on the Rico Bronya for all the baseball. Let me check out the over-unders. The American League has zero teams. That means zero, nobody. Not one American League team has an over-under above 90.
What?
Zero.
Not zero. Even the Yankees?
The Yankees over-under is now down to 88.5 after the Gerrit Cole injury. The other teams in the American League East, the Orioles, 86.5, the Red Sox, 86.5, Tampa Bay, 81.5, and just between us, the Blue Jays at 78.5.
Definitely go over.
Oh, I love the Blue Jays this year. That's just my, I'll give you a little preview. You look at the American League Central, they're all at 83.5 or 82.5 until you get to the White Sox, who are at 54.5. If you go to the AL West, the Astros are 86.5, and both Seattle and Texas are 85.5.
Is that parity good or bad for baseball?
It depends on who you are. It's good for the Yankees.
I'm talking
right
about
now.
from the perspective of Major League Baseball, hoping their product is watchable.
So I would tell you
that sounds like a lot of mediocrity.
Yeah, I would tell you that it's great for baseball because 11 of the 15 teams have over-unders that are above 500. Mm. So they're telling you it's going to be really, really competitive, that there's a lot of teams jumbled together, with the Yankees being one of them. And I do want to provide a little bit of perspective on this. How many times has an entire league not had a team win 90 or more games?
I don't know. You're going to tell us because I know you looked it up.
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
It hasn't happened in the expansion era.
Ever.
Taking out strike-shortened seasons, obviously. Right. Non-162s. Hasn't happened. In the 162-game season era, that's not a thing. You got to go back to World War II for things like that. So it's an oddity.
Yeah, and that had, obviously, circumstances that contributed to that.
Of course.
Most likely.
Of course.